In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. And this week, winter is coming. Securities issuer sees a, quote, long winter of declines ahead. Is the new HECM a better deal for the consumer? NBC Saturday Night Live cracks yet another reverse mortgage joke, and eliminating debt should be the goal of those nearing retirement. You're listening to episode 513 for Monday, April 23rd. Game of Thrones fans are well familiar with the phrase, winter is coming, and that could be the summary of a recent report from a HECM mortgage-backed securities issuer. HECM conversion mortgage-backed securities took a dive in March 2018. Yes, just last month, they dropped by over $200 million in a month-for-month comparison. Newview Advisors wrote in their analysis, quote, reverse mortgage lenders face a long winter of reduced volume, primarily due to the new lower principal limit factors for the home equity conversion mortgage loans effective this fiscal year. March was the sixth time in a row that HMBSs, that's HECM mortgage-backed securities, their supply has declined on a month-for-month basis. March's drop, however, was the largest decline this year so far. Each time HUD makes a major overhaul to the program, we seem to call it the new HECM or new reverse mortgage. But the question is the new reverse mortgage after October 2nd a truly better deal for the consumer or borrower? A number of professionals have said in Reverse Mortgage Daily's most recent article that the adjustment is tough, but the new rules will amount to a better deal in the long run for many of the consumers. And if the program changes do make the loan more appealing, at least from a consumer standpoint, many say, then that may also help improve the public acceptance and perception of the loan. Though generally overlooked, the long-term costs of the reverse mortgage have been substantially reduced, not only in credit to the reduction of the margins due to competition on interest rates, but also the dramatic reduction in the ongoing FHA mortgage insurance premiums, something that also slows down the negative amortization of the loan. Michael McCauley of Newview Advisors says that the cost reduction outweighs any initial upfront fees. No borrower likes paying upfront closing costs. That said, lower margins and/or lower fixed rates mean lower overall cost, a much bigger savings over the life of the loan than the incremental upfront closing cost. And if the HECM interest rate is lower than a home equity line of credit, more borrowers are bound to start choosing the HECM despite its upfront fees. With profit margins being reduced due to the new loan changes, many are rethinking at least their marketing efforts. And some are seeing a shift away from the more expensive marketing ads in the past, maybe having to trade in their tactics for quote-unquote less invasive relationship-based strategies. This according to Kent Copen of United American Mortgage. Now, he says leaving behind the aggressive marketing practices that have sullied the product, in his opinion, in the past and also turned borrowers away will be a win. Low conversion direct mail and telemarketing business models are no longer economically viable because the revenue per loan is lower. One major benefit of market change is innovation, and some are seeing this as an opportunity for increased reverse mortgage proprietary products. Scott Norman with Finance of America Reverse says he sees major growth in the proprietary market, saying, I think this is an opportunity for FAR to continue product development, and it would not only be beneficial to the HECM market, but to the overall mortgage market and to consumers. We think there is a great appetite for additional equity release style products. A recent article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune addresses debt in retirement, saying that eliminating debt should be the goal of those who are nearing their non-working years. It's a common concern for many who are nearing retirement, that is not having enough savings. And one of the best ways to ease financial burdens in their non-working years is to eliminate their debt before they retire. Columnist Chris Farrell writes, I've been repeatedly told by retirees how liberated they felt living debt-free and vice versa. Eliminating debt lowers household risk during the inevitable downturns in the economy and markets. Farrell also adds, if you own your own home rather than your lender, the equity in your home becomes a critical part of the household safety net. You can always tap into the equity by downsizing into a smaller home, a rental apartment, or continuing care community. You also have the option of tapping into the equity with a reverse mortgage. And in our last story, NBC Saturday Night Live cracked another reverse mortgage joke this 2 weekends ago. In their weekend update segment, Fox News host Laura Ingraham was played by Kate McKinnon. The real Laura Ingraham has been enmeshed in controversy from her comments regarding the Parkland shooting, and there has been a boycott which has had many advertisers leave her show. With that in mind, McKinnon, playing Ingraham, said that new companies were her sponsors, including such dubious ones as Carl's Sr. Now that's leftover Carl's Jr. food ground to mush for older people, according to the show, and Schreckle's Jelly. That's a condiment that features the face of the controversial hedge fund manager, recently sentenced, I should add, and convicted fraudster Martin Schreckle, perhaps better known as Pharma Boy. And then lastly, yes, a fake reverse mortgage sponsor, whose new slogan is, quote, "We'll take that house now." Now, of course, we know that Saturday Night Live is not who we look to for financial advice, thankfully. Now, amongst the parody sponsors is the common misconception and the myth that's being reinforced that once you get a reverse mortgage, the bank takes the home. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. That wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for you, the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget you can subscribe and find us on iTunes. You can also listen at reversefocus.com. For our latest breaking video commentary and analysis, be sure to visit heckamworld.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.